possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome back. Just checking the longer term forecast here for, well, next Sunday. 69 and sunny, and then 75 and 78 to follow. So that's a week from, you know, it's the Bills opener and then the days to follow. Sounds like it could or should be perfect for that game. They can start to taste it, Ravens-Bills, and as you don't need me to tell you, if you follow this stuff, a lot very well may ride on it. I mean, the Bills had, they started 3-0, but then the two losses to Baltimore and Houston set them back in the standings in a way that just was almost, would have been hard to believe. I mean, if, what was Kansas City? Kansas City was undefeated because they were undefeated when they came here, and they wouldn't have had their bye week that early, right? So would you have been 3-2 with the Chiefs at 5-0? Through week five last year, probably. Their bye week was in week six. So you start 3-0 like they did, and then you lose to the Ravens, which, you know, I'm sure we were talking that week about what could be at stake there. Baltimore had already lost a game, I know, by then, but still. And then the Texans game, and now you're two back of Kansas City, but with 12 games left and one against the Chiefs. Imagine, I mean, maybe this is not crazy to you, but I think it would have been to me. Imagine thinking that the Bills would go, let's see, 12 left, right? 3-2. They would have gone 10-1 from there. No, 9-2 from there. Why is this so hard? Hang on a minute. Because they lost the last week to New England. They ended up with the four losses, 13 wins. From 3-2 to 13-3, 10-1. That was right. Losing only the game to the Rams. I mean, you totally would have thought that that should have been good enough to get to week 18 with a chance against a kind of lousy Patriots team that had incentive to lose. How it wasn't. With Kansas City playing the way it did, will just always be a source of frustration. You know, 3-2. The point was originally that the early season Ravens game felt like it meant a great deal, and it turned out that it did, because one different result, one of the three losses being a win, would have been enough to at least force Kansas City into action for that final game. And you remember what happened. They started Carson Wentz, who's now in Minnesota, by the way. They started Carson Wentz, and they got completely destroyed by the Broncos. Like, they just, they treated the game as a joke, which essentially was basically the equivalent of 2 weeks off before the playoffs. And then it was the Texans. They were a cut above the Texans. So, such a big edge. Nothing new here. I know, nothing new here, but basically 2 weeks off. Not just getting the one, but getting it a week ahead. And then the bye, and then the Texans, and then it's the one game, the AFC Championship, the Bills. That was like, That was it. Kansas City went from, I mean, this doesn't really treat the Texans very kindly, but pretty much went from week 17, whoever they beat that week, to clinch the one. That would have been the Steelers. Oh, on Christmas, we watched that game. That did it, right? That got them to 15-1, and the Bills then had no shot at them. So from Christmas to January 26th in the AFC Championship, a month and a day where there was just very little sweating to do for the Chiefs. Just early season Ravens, you get it, and it's Baltimore that can have the anxiety this year about seeding, and they're in a tougher division, so they've got, you know, that to wrestle with. It won't be comfortable if they lose their opener here. Bills lose at home, though, to Baltimore, and that's sort of like a loss and a half almost. It's obviously in the conference to a team that's battling with you. That would be a bigger win for the Ravens to get on the road to start their year. They started last year in Kansas City, lost by an inch on that likely play in the end zone where he was just out of bounds. That would feel great for them to get a road win in Buffalo to start the season. So just like it's a huge game right away. You already knew that. Let's go to John here next. Hi, John.
I couldn't agree with you more on the source of frustration it's been with all that. When you look back at when they changed the rule to only the one seed getting the first round bye, I think it's something crazy. Like, since then, if it's been 6 years, we would have had the first round bye five of those 6 years.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, testament to how good the Chiefs have been.
Right.
And how good we've been. And it's just the slimmest of errors can cost you the first round bye, and how much could have been different if they never changed the rule or whatever.
Yeah. Right, because you're not going to get home field in the AFC Championship as the two, of course, but you would get the week off. And I will say, thank you, John, I thought it was perfect the old way. I thought the NFL playoff format was perfect. It's another one of these things that nobody asked for, the seventh playoff team. You know, like, nobody asked for that. Did anybody think, you know what, geez, there just aren't enough mediocre teams that make the playoffs. We really need, we need two more, one in each conference. We need to do that. It absolutely did augment, enhance the advantage in ways we've described and that you already know that the one seed gets. And I just think with the imbalances in the schedule, it's just tough. I think it's probably better football too. If, you know, like, you think of the Bills maybe more 2 years ago, just that less worn out for that game. It's just a fairer fight. I probably sound like a homer to somebody who is just driving through, or anybody else. Like, I'm not saying any of this because of the Bills' fate. It's just what it is, what it is. But I always thought it was perfect with the two byes, then 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5, or even going back to, you know, prior to that, it was the 3 division winners would get a bye, and then the wild card would be 4 versus 5. And, you know, that was fine. But 6 seemed okay too. 7, some of these 7 seeds, do they ever win? I think it's happened.
It has happened once.
Was it Green Bay, Dallas?
Green Bay, Dallas.
That was a 7 versus a 2, and Green Bay blew them out.
Yep.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, the Steelers really are the picture next to – they're on the graphic for this point. Those 7-seed Steeler teams that have just gotten rolled by the Bills and the Chiefs. And then last year, the Ravens, who were the 3, I guess. That's a 3-6. And Denver was the 7. Denver got rolled here. I mean, they, what, 34-7 or whatever, 31-7? Yeah, I liked it the old way. Who needed it? So many things we get from sports in the form of changes. We just, nobody wanted it. Nobody, look at what they've done to the baseball playoffs, you know? Just, I don't even feel like I could tell you right now exactly how they work. But did we need 85 wins?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Teams, or, you know, I'm that kind of pace to make September more interesting for their fans. I don't know. I saw somebody write this recently, I think. I don't remember who. But when I was growing up, it was, in baseball, four divisions, two in the American, two in the National. The American League divisions had seven teams each. The National League divisions had six. And somebody pointed out that in those days, like, if you were a middling team, you know, you weren't going to win the division. Some teams winning 100 games and you're winning like 78 or something like that. You have no aspirations of the playoffs. You had to finish first to make the playoffs. You would have been, if you were a fan of whoever, the Brewers or somebody, like, that was never going to happen. But did we all just lose interest in the sport in these towns? Like, did that just completely die? No, somebody pointed out how it was meaningful to pass teams in the standings. You know, like, you weren't playing for the playoffs, but you were playing for fourth. And, like, that would have been your focus. The teams, too, I would imagine. But, like, the fans would have been focused on that. And then baseball eventually decided, like all sports do, that that wasn't good enough. We have to get these middling teams into the postseason, or at least give them a realistic shot at it. And, like, if you're not a Brewers fan in that example, bad example, they're great this year, and they're in Toronto this weekend. Bieber for Toronto tonight, I think. So that should be good. But if you're a fan of one of those middle teams, was it that bad? Like, did you need to get to the playoffs and then probably lose? I mean, that's fun. It just kind of cheapened it all. And I don't know, at the risk of just sounding old, it was definitely better, I would say. The point was really more about the football playoffs and seeding, and I totally think that, and like the caller does. And college is, you know, an eye roll for me too, because we got to the playoff and that was kind of cool. And let's expand it. You know, I always said it. Whatever kind of, when I was working at ESPN, I was saying this, and that was 20 years ago. Like, whatever kind of number, you want a college football playoff, fine. Whatever number of teams you go with, immediately you will think it was not enough. And the same griping that colleges do when they're not, you know, invited to the big bowl game, or they're not, you know, in the national championship conversation, even though they were 12-0 in some lesser conference. The same griping that was, will it still exist? It'll just be like a tier down, because four teams make the playoff, but wait to hear from the fifth team is on line one. And then it was, what, 8 or 16? Like, it's never enough. The basketball tournament, which was perfect, they had to have, you know, eight more teams or whatever it is. Like, it's just all money, right? They just have to keep adding to it. It's never what we want. Nobody asks for it, but it's the way it goes. Break here, and then we'll talk some more. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.